you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian TJ Miller, due to phone the program here in a little bit. The tour is called, I had it written right here. Here it is. The Best Medicine Tour, doing it right. Omaha, Fort Wayne, Virginia, Illinois, Springfield, a bunch of dates coming up all over the place. So. We love TJ. He'll be in the studio with us Friday morning also.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, he's a lot of cool. And annual viewing time for Office Christmas Party,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that because I just saw today, 32 years ago today, Christmas Vacation was released. And Office Christmas Party, to me, is another classic.
You know, oh, it is.
Easily.
Funny front to back.
Yeah. And I think Puss is fluffing TJ as we speak. Yeah. Is he there?
That's good.
Oh, is he there? Okay, sorry. I'm a little slow this morning.
That's what the point is.
Shut up. Yeah, I know. The Best Medicine Tour, doing it right. TJ Miller. Hey, TJ. How you doing, brother?
Hi, guys. Hey. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you. Omaha, here I come.
You are coming to town Thursday through Saturday. You're going to be in the show with us on Friday morning. But right now, only some seats left for tomorrow night at the Funny Bone. So get those now because the rest of them are sold out.
Yeah, that's
Omaha.funnybone.com. Omaha.funnybone.com. Where are you at now?
I'm in New York City trying to not be too loud because Kate's still upstairs sleeping. I'm getting excited.
It's 9:32 in the morning. You guys sleep in that late, you bums. I wish I could. Yeah.
We really are a couple of bums. Sometimes we try and sleep till around 9 p.m.
You have a better life. Right. Yeah, you have that kind of life. Good for you, man.
Yeah, but I also have the kind of life where I'm leaving tonight to come to Omaha and really going to be out on the town, you know,
yeah,
tonight in Omaha. So
yeah.
You guys, I'll be hitting each of the steak places until they close.
Okay.
Starting at 9 p.m. And I like to sleep in late until about, you know, 3 or 4 p.m. and just let the steak digest. You know what I mean? The sweet, sweet Omaha steak.
How you been, man? How you been, man? Everything good?
Good. I'm loving touring because, well, first of all, it's just so fun. And, you know, the shows have been so great. But also the audiences have been so appreciative because we're kind of in the pandemic but not in it, and different places feel, you know, different ways. I'll kind of, you know, I'm going to some place and I'm still so scared and, oh my gosh,
you did a socially distanced show in Omaha about a year or so ago, but now obviously the Funny Bone now is fully open, so that's cool. We'll get to bigger crowds this weekend. Yeah,
it's really cool. I was gonna say, you know, you guys are a little bit in, you know, in between. It's like, again, some places are so scared and they don't want to touch each other and they're still avoiding eye contact. You can get COVID through eye contact. You know, if you're in a place like, I don't know, Los Angeles, California. And then I go to places like Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And I go, so how do you guys feel about the pandemic? And they're like, what? What are you talking about? What happened? We noticed that the news was really focused on something, but it wasn't what I'm interested in, you know. And so I kind of, but I heard there was something kind of crazy going on, and so it's just different each place that I go to. But what I do see is that people are just so relieved to be going out and having a good time. And, you know, as you guys know, it's my show. It's kind of ain't nothing but a good time.
Yeah,
so it's really going to be fun to.
It's a crazy
to
show.
Be, yeah, doing comedy in that capacity, and it's going to be great. I'm also doing something really, really fun and really special, which is at the end of the shows, I'm doing a fully improvised stand-up set.
Well, how's that work? Somebody yells something out? Is it like?
And how's that different from what you're doing now?
Well, it is a little bit different. So, as you guys know, I improvise a lot in my shows.
Yes, you do.
Sure,
but
you
this
do.
This is going to be something where you know, at the end of the show, there's a projector, and on the screen behind me, we're sort of throwing up. You know, names of jokes that I haven't seen. Right?
Okay. All right.
And some of those will be audience suggestions.
Okay.
But for the most part, they're sort of names of jokes that are determined beforehand by a couple of comedian friends of mine. This guy who produced this used to be a television show in the UK.
Okay.
And I was on that, and it was just fun. It was very successful and really fun. And so,
give us an example of in the past what's happened. Like, give us something that popped up behind you. What was the name?
Asthmaclownophobia.
Okay, right? Asthmaclownophobia. You know, okay, got it. All right.
No. But just, you know, clownophobia.
Got it.
Right?
All right.
And so then suddenly I'll have to talk about being phobic, clown phobic. And being worried about clowns and if they're around, and maybe, and I'll talk about somebody. Sometimes I think somebody's a clown, but I'm not sure. And, you know, and so their nose seems really red, and, you know, I don't get too close to the flower in their lapel because I think it might squirt me. And I'm kind of constantly checking and seeing if people's pants are the correct size. So I'll kind of make that up.
Well, first of all, I mean, this is a lot of pressure. I mean, this is a brilliant idea, and I know you're talented enough to do it, but that's a tightrope stuff. Are you worried every time, every night?
Well, I certainly, yeah. Every single night, yeah. I am kind of like, all right, let's hope this goes well.
Right.
But it's always fun because if something doesn't quite work, I sort of discuss that aspect of it with the audience. And then we all have... You know, we all have fun with that. I'll say, well, that didn't quite go how I wanted it to go, and so I know it did not go how you wanted it to go.
So,
and then, you know,
unlike some of those,
we have fun with that.
Yeah,
those improv shows that we see on TV, you don't know what's coming.
No, you don't, do you?
No, absolutely not. And I'm about to do actually a television show with Adam Carolla, who's sort of a lesser, small radio personality. Yep. I, you guys probably haven't heard of him. He's kind of like,
we know he is. Yep.
You know, if you walked into Dog Crap and you were like, oh, this is actually baby puke, that would be Adam Carolla compared to the Todd and Tyler radio.
We've interviewed Adam. We've had fun with Adam before. He's a good dude. So what's the TV show you're doing with him?
It's called Adam Carolla Unprepared.
Okay.
And it's kind of a similar, it's different. He knows more about the stuff and he knows a little bit, but it's, you know, it's based on riffing, and they reached out to me because this is a lot of what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what's cool about this show, which we call the set list, what's cool about it is that the audience does get to give some suggestions ahead of time. And they get to see something that they just know is completely improvised. And it's funny, sometimes we've done this a couple of times, and I only do it at the great, great clubs that I go to.
Okay.
I need to be with audiences that are going to be nonstop fire.
Okay.
And knowing what you
want. That's really what Omaha is.
Yeah, it
and,
is.
And, you know, I have some people come up to me afterwards and they say, so was that really all improvised? And I go, yeah, yeah. And they go, really? Because some of it wasn't that funny. And I'm like, yeah.
That's how it works.
And
that's
a show.
I go, yeah. And then I go, did you think that I prepared all this and then wanted one or two of these to just not go that well? And they go, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that would be weird. So, yeah, I believe you.
You wrote stuff that wasn't funny. I love that.
How you feel about Adam Carolla and how you feel about us, I'm surprised you didn't suggest that we join you on that TV show.
Damn right. Yeah.
We'd have done that in a minute. Our contract's up at the end of the year.
I think he's got
We're going to need a job.
I think he's got a bigger name than us right now.
Probably.
Adam does.
I will. No, no. I welcome you guys to come on down there. We're going to rip about cats and steaks. And, yeah, we can do it all.
All right.
No, you guys, you're in the tradition of the, you know, the really great riffing, you know, radio personalities. And I always tell people, you know, the two of you are improvising every single day.
And some of it's not funny, right? Exactly.
No, we do. Yeah, that's all we do is riff. Yeah, exactly.
Seth, you're right. Some of your listeners kind of go, wow, that was I guess that was all improvised. There's that section right before the commercial break that I just didn't care for. But, yeah, you know, they're not writing this stuff.
Because if it's all funny, then you know damn well
TJ,
it's not improvised.
Although we all love your stand-up. And that's one of the most favorite things you do. We also love to watch you on TV and in movies. And are we going to see you anytime soon in anything?
Well, this Adam Carolla television show. I don't know when it's going to come out or exactly what the platform is.
Okay.
But that'll be coming up really soon. And then I'm working on producing a series called The Loneliest Megaplex. And it's still.
Oh, that's right. You told us about that. Yeah, you run a movie theater by yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was pitching it to someone in Hollywood yesterday, just talking about it. And it was the first guy who kind of got it right away. He's like, oh, so you're taking the tickets. You're the janitor. You're the manager. I said, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I wish more people could. I'm going to bring you into pitch rooms with me. But everything is sort of still lagging from COVID.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's a strange time out there where they're trying to figure out who's going to make what. They have all this backlog material.
Right.
But this is also really fun. What I'm doing this weekend, I'm producing these because this is all going to be shot and, you know, put together, all that stuff. And so, I'm producing these and they're going to come out as sort of mini specials.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know where we're going to do them necessarily. Maybe, you know, a Netflix or maybe a newer sort of platform that would be more interesting. But those are really, really cool because they just look great.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we're not shooting this with a couple of people's phones. You know, I've got a whole, you know, directing and just a whole production crew.
Cool.
And that's been really exciting for me, too, because, again, nobody is doing this. No one is as good at this as I am. And so this is kind of one of the things. Yeah.
Nope.
I'll go ahead and say it. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Adam Carolla, if you're listening. Yeah. I'm not as good. Okay. But that's really exciting to me because, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about how it doesn't, it's just not quite working for people to wait. Netflix, you know, doing a special with them, because I have some interest about that, it wouldn't come out for 2.5 years. That's how much material they have backlog.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And so it's kind of people that are waiting for, you know, their big break or something. I've already had that.
Yeah.
So the question is kind of, how do you want to, you know, create material or do you want to wait for people?
I got it.
To do that for you. And I'm just not going to wait around to do a special. Or, you know, Apple TV was interested, but then they really haven't been doing special. So I just said, let's produce it ourselves. And so,
good idea.
You know, I wouldn't say I'm directing them, but I'm producing these mini specials and we have about, I don't know, 10 or 12 of them that are just great, that are just really, really, really fun.
DJ
and so,
Miller.
You know, we're going to figure out what to do with those.
DJ Miller is mid-touring in Omaha with a limited amount of tickets tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, right.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
And he's going to stop in and hang out with us Friday morning. We appreciate you coming in Friday morning, too. Yeah. That's nice of you to do.
How's
that.
The peanut butter?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait, too.
The peanut butter and the hot sauce. How's that sell?
Yeah.
I mean, let's do it. But peanut butter and hot sauce. And
what else?
I've been pretty under the weather. I've been coughing a lot and sneezing. And so I'm just excited to get close to you guys, hug you, and especially Tyler, to just give you the kisses that I always give you right before we go on air. And this is just going to be great.
I can't wait. Dumbass. All right, buddy. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I cough very differently. I'm from the Western cough.
Forgot about that.
Yo, go on, you little doggy, go on, get. Yeah, now. Go on now.
You're going to wake up the wife.
You cough like you're on gun smoke. Is that what I heard?
Go on now, get out. Don't look back, boy. You're free now.
All right. We'll see you Friday morning, TJ. Thanks, man. All right. I think you just woke up your wife.
No, little dog.
See you, buddy. Thanks. He just hangs up.
A few tickets. For tomorrow night's show.
What a freaking nut job.
The Omaha Funny Bone.
The updated number I just got was about 40.
Oh.
About 40, for 40 tomorrow tickets night, left for tomorrow
all
night.
Right,
Omaha.funnybone.com.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
So he's pick so him up funny. Well, and he'll probably keep coughing like that even after he hangs up the phone.
As
just
a
because
oh, yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Right.
You know, got to get it out of his system.
And Office Christmas Party is fine. Holiday viewing. You should make that an ad.
Oh, you haven't seen it. Definitely yeah. Watch it. If you have seen it, watch it again.
It's a new holiday season must for me.
It
I
is.
Mean,
There's
Christmas
so many
Vacation.
Great scenes in that. There's everybody in that's so good, man.
Elf and that one.
Yeah.
You just got to watch them.
Yeah.
Today's National Pie Day.
I was going to say, how we find somebody weirder to call the show today than TJ Miller. I think we might have that. Roger Waters.
Yeah.
No, John Waters. God, I really want to talk to Roger Waters, apparently. So, yeah, get him on the Soup Push when
he's
you get a chance.
He's a tough pull.
I know he is, and he's kind of serious, but I still like Roger Waters. But John Waters is going to
You better bone up on Israel.
I know. Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Today's National Pie Day.
I thought that was March 14th.
It's also January 23rd.
And
this is actually the kind of pie you eat, right, today?
What calendar?
Well, you can eat all pie.
The Mayans. Mayan calendar.
Good point.
Yeah. Today is pie day, as in the thing that you eat.
Okay.
All right.
Not the thing that you calculate.
Right. Anybody get a hold of one of them Reese's peanut butter cup pies, the limited edition?
It sound like a big, huge peanut butter cup, isn't it? But it's but it's soft like a pie.
Yeah, no,
it
I think it's like it's the same it's consistency. Like a, it's just a giant.
It's just a giant peanut butter cup, from what I
the right, size of a full size pie.
But they only put out like 40 of them.
My wife made that Butterfinger pie. It was incredible.
Oh, that sounds amazing, Nick.
It's Butterfinger and peanut butter.
Yeah,
like a dark chocolate.
Where'd you find that
crust?
At, Nick?
It was in the fridge.
All right. Am I doing something here, Puss? Something went off. Something went off.
Today,
because this thing, this computer keeps messing up.
Finger pie.
Let's be quiet.
Butter
now.
Pie.
I don't know if we're doing anything now.
Hang on. This is also.
I was trying. This thing went blur again. Are we on the air still?
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Okay. Wear a dress day.
Ah, damn it. Yeah. We're still on the air.
It was.
Good
that
thing,
was a little letdown, wasn't it?
That's not that funny, is it?
Sure hate the audience to miss this round.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Craig.
All right, pie and well, what the hell else?
Wear a dress day, so, gentlemen, wear a dress.
What about January 23rd?
What about it?
You said it's January 23rd.
No, National Pie Day is observed annually on this day and on January 23rd.
Well,
why does it
I don't
too,
know why, too nor many do pie I
days.
Care.
Too many pie days.
I don't think that's true. I don't think you can have enough.
No, nope, I insist you stop reporting on all of them. Pick one. Pick one.
No, because I'll
make
forget
it an
that
annual
one.
Pie day.
Because I'll forget that one.
You can't have too many. You can't have a bunch of those.
Oh, yeah.
Why not,
you can't
man.
Have enough.
Yeah.
I think we'll forget, too. That's
yeah,
just
but
next month.
It makes them less special.
Not to me.
When there's so many of them.
I like to think of pie.
It just devalues.
Same.
Is that pie bit ad-libbed? It sounds like it. Wasn't that funny? I love that bit. People ask us if this show's written down to this day. Bush, you'll get that sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 God, I hope not.
How does it work? We start talking, and then we stop eventually.
Right.
That's the plan.
You come in at 2 and rehearse?
Yeah.
Sure.
Even
sure
the unfunny parts we rehearse all the time.
Isn't that obvious?
Which is a lot of them.
You know when you have to sign a bunch of paperwork, they'll put those little stickers on there that show you where you have to sign? Like, pussies could have those for all the goat sections.
Sign here, sign here,
the goat
sign
section. Here.
And there are certain times where we look at the script and we go, no, that's too funny. Let's dial it back a little.
That's good. Yeah.
We don't want to have it all be killer.
I think we're a little bit goat heavy today.
I've not heard that yet.
You're thinking it.
Always thinking of goats.
Yeah. What you did hear was a relish tray will attract the goats. So we all know.
Twitter goes crazy with goat stuff. As soon as the show's over, I get all this goat stuff.
I
retweet some of it. Some of it, I really can't. It's
Facebook
too much goat stuff. Yeah.
Right. We can't report half the goat news.
We got hate. We get hate every day from Twitter.
That we receive.
Yeah.
I concentrate less on the hate, more on the goats.
Yeah, me too.
Red Notice is now the most watched movie in Netflix history.
I had no interest in that, but
it was good.
Sure it's good.
It's a big, fun action film. Yeah. I mean, Ryan Reynolds plays the part that Ryan Reynolds plays, you know, the snarky, funny guy.
Yeah. Wasn't it an Adam Sandler movie before that one?
Oh, the most watched.
The most watched?
Bird Box.
Oh, that one.
Oh,
where you couldn't look.
That's the one I didn't see. Oh, that's the one you couldn't look? That wasn't Adam Sandler.
No, that was, Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
Yeah, that show looked weird. My wife had that. I saw a couple minutes of that.
Oh, they're in a boat and they can't see anything?
Yeah.
If you look, you die, right?
All
right.
Yeah, they had to all be blindfolded. All right. No, I mean, for big, dumb, shoot 'em up action movies, that Red Notice is, it's good, you know? And there'll be another one because they left it wide open.
Did you see? I saw the previews for The Matrix, and here's my problem with the previews. The previews start out with Keanu Reeves, but he doesn't look like he did in The Matrix. He looks like exactly like John Wick.
Yeah, I think I think there's a time jump. I think time has passed.
Oh, I realize
where
that.
They
I didn't mean they're going to make him look younger. I thought he would be clean shaven and shorter hair.
Oh,
because he looks like John Wick in The Matrix now.
It's
the exact same look.
I think that's his character now.
And I think that's a mistake.
He's morphed into John Wick.
I think it might be. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.